The Six Nations Language Commission presented their 2022 annual report to Six Nations Elected Council during the November 29th General Council meeting. The commission said during the report that it has seen growth within the community over its 15 years of existence, but funding for some programs remains an issue the organization would like to see addressed. Karen Sandy, Language Commission Coordinator, detailed the funding supports that are currently in place that contributes to the Language Commission's staff salaries.
We're grateful for the continued support from not only our elected council, but Six Nations Community Development Trust, Grand River Enterprises, Six Nations Development Corporation, Six Nations Polytechnic, Grand River Employment Training, and there's in-kind contributions as well from private businesses such as the Bear Paw Group, and we have several committed individual donors too. Our salaries are based on 12 people. We've got three at head office, three at the CUGA program, which is Dode Westagaya Kono. Six at Ongawana. And it does not include our two part-time positions of finance and our communications and social media person or our summer student. Those are listed under consultants. So we're grateful to be part of the Six Nations Pension Benefits Plan as well, which started a summer ago in 2022. So that's something new for us. We lobbied for that for years too, so that's been awesome.
Sandy says that currently the organization is operating at a deficit due to not receiving an annual allocation from Six Nations Elected Council until the new fiscal year.
So our financial picture shows that we have some slippage, but because we've got to have enough funds when our year ends to carry us at least into the first quarter, because we often don't receive council's allocation until we have our year end complete, which is usually around July-ish.
Sandy also detailed the success of an apprenticeship program that was offered by the Language Commission last year to interested individuals, but says the group is unsure if the program will be offered again this year due to lack of funding.
Yeah, we ran that last year and it was very successful. We actually even extended it. We had partners involved, which was Lifelong Learning Task Force and Grand River Employment and Training. I guess ideally we'd like to run it again. We just haven't secured the funding right now to do it again, but it was good because we had the teachers involved.
Councillor Cynthia Jameson says council will discuss its annual allocation with its finance team to identify if that source of funds can be sent to the Language Commission in a more timely manner to support it further.
I just made a note here before you leave. It's that the program would benefit from an annual allocation. I just make a note because we're meeting with the different departments and we've yet to meet with finance. We don't know the state of our affairs. And as much as people would like to say right here, of course it deserves to have annual, we don't know. It's a slippery slope if we don't have the monies to support and annualize, but I did make a note of it for us to bring up when we have our meeting with finance.
Six Nations Elected Council moved and accepted the 2022 annual report from Six Nations Language Commission as information during the November 29th General Council meeting.